I said, well, I'd rather do that. I said, I could go ahead and pay the $20, but I said, I just think that being the first time, I think that it should be dismissed. Now, if a friend of mine who was judge for a long time and was retired, if he was still on the bench, I know I'd get off.
Taking a policeman's wine with
you? Yeah, he said he would.
Look at that poor friend of yours who got lost her child. That was a sad case, too.
But you know, those are a lot of questions in that book.
Oh, I know. We're getting tired. Let's see. If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a what?
New clothes.
All right, now I admired that purse you, that pocketbook or whatever you had. That, what do you call that?
Tote bag.
Do you? What, where do you carry your coins in a tote bag?
Well, now I have that little pocketbook that I put in there. Because
uh-huh.
Nobody could get that out without me knowing it.
That's right.
And I put my money and things in it, because nobody could get it out without having to struggle to get it out.
That's right.
It's heavy.
This is another thing I've been going to say. I've been admiring that, what is it?
A bracelet?
Mm-hmm.
Mother Hemp had a cluster, and Santa had that ring made for me. I mean, had this bracelet made for me out of that cluster. And he paid $100 for it to have it made. And you don't find this filigree much anymore. I don't see much of it in the store. But man valued it at $500 now. And I said, just cost $100 to have it made up. I was made up in 1937.
In that guest bedroom, did your mother-in-law make that cover? It's on the
yes, and I have another one that I put in my washing machine. I mean, and washed it. And my washing machine, well, those bedspreads are just too heavy for it. So after that, I took them down to the washateria. But when I put this other one in the dryer, it burned it, and I can't find anybody who can put it together.
Well, why do you suppose it burned?
Well, it just, it was too hot, and the threads just came apart. It doesn't look burned, it's just come apart.
How did she make that anyway?
Crochet.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Now, that spread in there did fit that bed when she made it. But I bought a new mattress and springs for it. I got box springs and mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed the legs going under like this at the foot and the head.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Mr. who did beautiful refinishing and made furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the mattress was just too big for the bed. So he made the bed 4 inches longer, and you cannot tell it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he's getting old now, and I hate to have him work on it. I mean, I hate to have him work on my two beds.
I know, I've got to find somewhere. Well, there are lots of craftsmen left around here. How far are we from that mountain out here? Is that very far away?
No, it isn't too far. I want to, I want you to come back, and I want to take you around and show you out at Cheatham's Hill, and then